Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarne. Before I start the talk, thank everyone again for coming and participating in this festival. Festival means there has to be many people. More that come, the more bliss. Hare Krishna. Sri Vatsa. Prabhu. Hare Krishna. More people, more bliss. Bahubhi Militva, Yat Kirtanam, Iti Sankirtanam. That Sankirtan means that kirtan in which there are many devotees coming together to participate. So thank you to all who are hearing and chanting and singing and dancing and taking prasadam and preparing prasadam. So many services to be done, have been done, still going on. And especially thanks to Ram Jagannath Prabhu and Sahasra Nama Prabhu, who have been organizing for weeks and weeks in advance. Thanks to all also who have given financial contributions, which is also required to get permission to have this pandal here. A bribe of 1 lakh had to be given, for instance. Okay, let's go on with the class now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text 152. Mali hoya kore shei bijaropan. Second word is not pronounced hana, it's pronounced hoya. Exactly why, I don't know, but it is. Shobon kirtan jale koraye shechan. Mali hoya kore shei bijaropan. Shobon kirtan jale koraye shechan. Before I read the translation, I'll just put this translation in context. The verse previous to this is Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. I'll read Srila Prabhupada's extended translation of this. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of the many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. And then the next verse, which we just recited in Bengali, the translation of that is as follows. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the Shravan Kirtan process. Sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue the Shravan Kirtan process without worshipping the deity, but the execution of such Shravan Kirtan is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engage in the Shravan Kirtan process without worshipping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in Shravan Kirtan. This is not possible for neophyte devotees. The word Guru Prasada indicates that the spiritual master, that the word Guru Prasada is from the previous verse, indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. That is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Those with a background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit and to bestow the benefit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sends his representative to impart his mercy. Endowed with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus, the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad, Krishna's mercy, that he sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets the bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. Bhakti Lata Bij means the seed of devotional service. Everything has an original cause or seed. For any idea, program, plan, or device, there is first of all the contemplation of the plan, and that is called the bija, or seed. The methods, rules, and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the bhakti-lata bij, or seed of devotional service. This bhakti-lata bij is received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Other seeds called anyabhilasha bij include karma bij and jnana bij. If one is not fortunate enough to receive the bhakti-lata bij from the spiritual master, he instead cultivates such seeds as karma bij, jnana bij, or political, social, or philanthropic bijas. However, the bhakti-lata bij is different from these other bijas. The bhakti-lata bij can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get the bhakti-lata bij. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha. The bhakti-lata bij is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bij, or root cause of karma, jnana, and yoga without the benefit of devotional service. But one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the bhakti-lata bij. This bhakti-lata bij is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions, and this is called Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master or who does not follow the regulative principles is not fit for chanting kirtana. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit for chanting or for preaching the cult of devotional service. One has to water the bhakti lata bij by receiving instructions from the spiritual master. We just sung the kirtan, Jaya Jaya Shri Guru, Prema Kala Pataru, which very much fits with the second paragraph of this purport, which discusses how spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple, that summarizes the whole paragraph. This kirtan is popular among Bengali Vaishnavas. It's not sung, as far as I know, I've not heard it sung within the Gauriya Math or ISKCON. Doesn't mean it's not a bona fide song. But it is popular among what we would call the broader Vaishnava community and various groups which verge on or could be called upper sampradayas. One reason that we don't sing so many songs which are popular in the broader Vaishnava culture is because in the Gauriya Math there's a lot of emphasis on the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which are relatively recent. I suggest that is a reason. Now this song, although it's completely siddhantic and therefore pramanic, it's completely according to proper Vaishnava understanding, and therefore it can be called authorized. It stresses one side of the guru-disciple equation, that those who take Krishna consciousness cheaply prefer to emphasize the mercy of the guru and getting Krishna prem. There's no indication herein, which doesn't necessarily have to be, but there's no indication here of how the disciple has to surrender to the guru, follow his instructions, and so on and so on. It's an essential point that one has to satisfy the guru. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha. Srila Prabhupada quotes here, as he quotes so many times, one has to satisfy the guru in order to satisfy Krishna. And the flip side of that is yasya aprasadad nagati katopi. Without his satisfaction, one, whatever else one may do, one may be a great preacher, great organizer, great chanter, great anything, but one will not get the mercy of Krishna, and one will not have any good fortune in life. One will not attain to the love of Radha and Krishna, which is the goal of devotional service. This point is not very much emphasized in our ISKCON today, it seems, maybe because of Ritvikist preaching. But it is a fact, that it's a spiritual fact. If there are going to be gurus, then you can have half gurus and quarter gurus and 1% gurus, but guru means one has to The guru has to give proper instructions and the disciple has to follow. Now, obviously, Srila Prabhupada was more exalted than we can even begin to imagine, even though we attempt to glorify him. Actually, every disciple is supposed to see his guru like that. But objectively speaking, objective analysis doesn't go very far in spiritual life. But if we are to objectively analyze, then we have to say that Srila Prabhupada, his position is extraordinary. And again, that's true of every guru, but how to say this, I don't know exactly. But it is a spiritual fact that needs to be emphasized again and again and again. Of course, I'm particularly speaking on these topics because today there is an initiation ceremony. This talk is relevant to that. It's part of that. It may be asked, why take initiation at all? Because for chanting the holy names of Krishna, initiation is not needed. Dika, puras, charja, bidhi, apekka, na kore. It's not required. Well, it is required also if one is going to come to the perfectional stage of chanting. Otherwise, it's quite possible that bahujanma kare jodi shrabarn kirtan tabutana pai krishna pade prema dan. One can go on chanting for millions of lifetimes and not attain to pure devotional service. One has to get the clue, the direction of anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kamadhyana avritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. One has to get the clue of topmost devotional service, which Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, although later in the book he will describe symptoms of pure devotional service in relationship to Krishna, how devotees relate with Krishna, they laugh with Krishna, they play with Krishna, they scold Krishna. This is pure devotional service as it is lived with Krishna. That is the platform of Krishna Prema. But he defines pure devotional service starting with this, that here in our situation, here in this world, playing, singing, laughing, joking, scolding, not in relationship to Krishna, that we have to cultivate favorably devotional service which is free from any other desire than to satisfy Krishna, and particularly karma and jnana are mentioned as coverings of the pure consciousness which is pure Krishna consciousness. So the seeds of material desires are already there within the heart. Innumerable seeds of such desires. The seed of pure devotion, the idea has to be given. Actually, it's already there. Nitya siddha krishna prema shada kabunai shabanadi shuddha chitte kareya udai. The tendency to love Krishna, which is our natural propensity, that is there within the heart, but it is so deeply covered that it requires to be revived. And that reviving process is described here by hearing and chanting about Krishna. But first of all, the seed of pure devotional service, the has to be placed within the heart. Otherwise, that desire has to come there. That has to be revived. That idea has to be given. So it is required that one accepts initiation to get this seed of pure devotional service. There's no need to, in the name of devotional service, to plant other seeds. There are already so many seeds already there of desires for worldly enjoyment or the desire for liberation. Maybe that desire isn't there, but that can be planted. It's a very dangerous seed if that is planted. By that desire for becoming liberated from this world without relationship to Krishna, then we're in very serious trouble. Because kaitav madde mokabancha. No. What is that? Mokabancha. Kaitav pradhan. Tarmadde. Mokabancha. Kaitav pradhan. Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti. Hoi antardhan. Among all the different contaminations, the desire for impersonal liberation is the most serious form of cheating religion, because it causes devotional service to Krishna to completely vanish. So the guru gives the seed of pure devotional service. There's no point to give others. Bhakti, the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service, is supposed to grow up and just leave behind the karma and jnana bijas. They can develop, but they can't go up to Golok Vrindavan. This analogy of the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service, goes up to Golok Vrindavan. So these other desires, they can't take us up to Golok Vrindavan. But by cultivating the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service, that will take us up to Golok Vrindavan, and then everything else will be left behind here in this material world. Therefore, I'm interested in, or it's my duty, having received from Srila Prabhupada, the seed of devotional service without any other desire, it's my duty to pass that on. What is that? The understanding of selflessness, giving ourselves to Krishna without any personal desire, that I should pass on to others. And that's passed on by the process of Shravan Kirtan. This verse is also very suitable for our Shravan Kirtan camps. We're not going to discuss here anything other than topics of how we can nourish our creeper of devotional service so that it may go up to the spiritual world, to the lotus feet of Krishna, and is described here in this section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that when it reaches the lotus feet of Krishna, then the creeper gives the flowers and fruits of pure love of Krishna, Krishna prema. So this should be made clear at the beginning. Otherwise, we may be cultivating something else. And if we do emphasize this, we may not get many followers because it seems very strange to most people, because since time immemorial, cultivating a different kind of plant, the plants of material desires. But if this understanding is made clear, then it will be very easy to go on the path back home, back to Godhead. if we are sincere. Sincere means that we're cultivating the desire only to serve Krishna without any mixed personal desire. Karma and jnana, these are the two overarching umbrella categories in which all kinds of desires fall. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, becoming more specific, he warned against the nishedacha kutinati jibe hingshan labha puja pratishtadi jato upashakagon. He warned against, specifically, against the weeds, or cultivating the weeds within devotional service, the weeds of not following, or rather performing activities which are forbidden in devotional service, duplicity, envy of others, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur defined as stopping the preaching of pure devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned against the desires for financial gain, being worshipped, having a position, and so on, cultivating these desires in the name of devotional service. So if from the very beginning we understand that we are not meant for, or all these things, they are disturbances, utpat, there are so many related instructions, shruti, smriti, purana adi, pancharatra, vidhing vina, aikanta ki hare bhaktir, utpata yaiva kalpate. Devotional service to Krishna, which does not strictly follow the path of the acharyas based on all the shastras, that it will not actually be devotional service, that will simply be a disturbance in the prosecution of pure devotional service. In other words, there is the actual path, which is free from all personal desires, but others who appear to be following the path, but are actually cultivating mixed devotional service, mixed with various non-devotional desires, they will simply cause a disturbance on the path of devotional service, because most people won't be able to understand the difference. And because they have the seed of personal desires within their hearts since time immemorial, and it seems very natural to them to cultivate desires other than those for pure devotional service, when in the name of devotional service they're offered the opportunity for financial gain, position, being honored, and so on, or they're offered that you can do devotional service without following all the regulative principles, then they become attracted to that and they think this is the real thing, and they get misled, and the whole actual process becomes disturbed, and it becomes very difficult for the common people to distinguish between what is the actual path and what isn't. But if from the very beginning we have a clear understanding of where we're going, what we need to do to go there, then individually our spiritual life will go forward very smoothly. Of course, there'll be so many tests and there are so many difficulties in this world, but if we know where we're going and why we're going and how we're going, and we adhere to that, then our path back to Godhead is clear. And in the society of devotees, if they're all fixed on this point, then the society of devotees, everyone nourishes each other's devotional service, and it becomes more and more helpful. The more devotees come to this understanding, the more help we have, and the whole atmosphere of pure devotional service is created. And the whole Krishna conscious movement, which is meant for Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Swapadanti Kam. We pray to Srila Rupa Goswami, who Srila Prabhupada has named the father of pure devotional service, for giving his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, his directions in this book, which everyone should read, The Nectar of Devotion. So he has established within the world the inner heart's desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this movement is meant to serve Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, by establishing within the world pure devotional service should be preached everywhere. And that goes very smoothly if everyone knows what we're supposed to be doing and everyone has the spirit of cooperation, because we're doing everything for Krishna. Cooperation comes when we have a central focus, which is why in politics, the politicians, they generally like to set up the politicians of a nation, they like to set up another nation as the enemy, the dangerous enemy, to get all the people of the nation to cooperate together, because we have a dangerous external enemy. But actually, it's the politicians themselves who are the enemy. They're exploiting the people. But they join everyone together in one, in Ekeha Kuru Nandana. They bring them all together because we all have to cooperate against the external enemy. In this material world, especially in Kali Yuga, everyone is fighting with everyone else. So to organize people for our own sense gratification, a very useful method is to create from the imagination some external enemy. Or even you can create enmity with them and then blame it on them. And in this way, you unite all the people. So to have a common cause causes cooperation. But our common cause is not inimical to anyone. It's friendly to everyone. It's based on the understanding that Krishna is the real friend of everyone, and we're all naturally united in the friendship, in service to Krishna. So in this way, if we all have this understanding that we're all here to jointly cultivate pure devotional service without any personal desire, and to spread this devotional service, then devotional society goes on very nicely. But if there are other ideas, if non-pure devotional ideas are propagated or cultivated, then it won't be pure devotional service, and there'll always be tension within Vaishnav society. If for instance, we're cultivating and propagating desires for, I should be recognized, I should have some big position, or it may be that because we haven't properly received the seed of pure devotional service by hearing and chanting, or receiving it. Mali hoya koreshe bija aropan. The guru may be speaking the right thing, but we don't actually take it and consciously plant it within our hearts and then cultivate it by shravan kirtan jale koreye shechan, by properly hearing and chanting. Then along with our hearing and chanting, we'll be cultivating the seeds of La Puja Pratishta Dijata Opashakagon, wrong desires. And therefore we see, I want to have a big position. This so-called devotee is my enemy in getting that position. Or I'm doing so much devotional service and I require donations. I require for myself. And in this way, we mix. It's called mixed devotional service. We try to serve Krishna, but we haven't clearly understood what it means to serve Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam, to cultivate devotional service in a manner that is fully pleasing to Krishna. And therefore, we mix our material desires with non-devotional desires. And the Vaishnav society doesn't become clearly distinguished from that of any other materialistic society in which people are interested in name, fame, glory, power, position, facilities for their own comfort and egoistic aggrandizement. So this point at the very beginning, initiation, means the beginning, formal beginning. Of course, there's to come to this point already, to come to the point of initiation means already there is exposure to and commitment to Krishna consciousness. But this is the formal beginning. So everyone has to understand at the time of initiation, what am I doing here actually? Why am I taking initiation? It's to take within the heart the desire to have no other desire than to serve Krishna. Not everyone is fortunate enough to take it. Kono bhagyavan jeev, one who is very fortunate, will have the opportunity to receive this. But even among many who may be fortunate enough to receive this, not everyone, among those who are fortunate enough to receive the opportunity to receive the seed of pure devotional service, not everyone is fortunate enough to take it. And there may be those who even appear to take it, but they don't really take it. Srila Prabhupada points out in this purport, those who are pious, they can take to devotional service. Those who are pious will come to the level of initiation. But the shravan has to be done, the hearing. Hearing comes before chanting. One has to hear properly. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang about Gaura Bihita Kirtan, Gaura Bihita Kirtan Ashuni, Hridaya Anandenach. My heart dances when I hear the kind of kirtan which is ordained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that before Gaura Bihita Kirtan, there has to be Gaura Bihita Shravan. One has to hear properly what are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how do we hear that? Well, it seems fairly simple. Hearing, what do you do to hear? Is anyone trained to hear? In music, the training is there to hear. One has to learn to hear properly before he can reproduce the notes properly or sing, either by singing or by playing musical instruments. So there's training, first of all, in hearing so that one can produce properly. So it's we need to know how to hear, what to hear and how to hear. So the clue is there, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arna Kori Homane Asha. That Srila Narottam Das Thakur, at the beginning of his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, which is an exposition on how to attain Prema Bhakti, pure devotional service, he begins with these instructions. One has to hear from the Guru and make that one with the heart, not desiring anything else. So that is the same point that's being made here. All the Vaishnava Acharyas, they make the same points, the same teachings, maybe from different angles, different perspectives. So one has to hear in this way, which means one has to have faith that the by hearing from the Guru, I will be nourished. Shravan kirtan jale kariye shechan. You have to nourish the plant of devotional service with the water of hearing and chanting. So one has to be confident that by this hearing, I can take it fully seriously. It's not that I have to put my own filter on what is said. Yeah, I can accept this part of what the Guru says and not that part. One has to fully surrender to the Guru, and that means to fully accept everything that is said. So one, before taking initiation, one has to have the confidence that by hearing from this person, I will be benefited in the topmost manner, and having surrendered, I no longer have to consider that what I'm being told is right or wrong. Of course, there's always some background filter, because if the Guru, by definition, Achinoti Yashastrani Achare Sthapyatyapi Swayam Acharate Yasmad Acharya Stena Kirtita. By definition, an Acharya is one who speaks according to Shastra, acts accordingly, and teaches accordingly. With that understanding, if even Guru Apyavaliptasya Karya Karya Ajanataha Upanna Pratipannasya Parityago Vidhiyate, if the even a guru, even if one is a guru, if he becomes unstuck from the proper path, or is not on the proper path, or doesn't know how to instruct properly, or doesn't behave properly himself, then he should be rejected. This is also the teaching of Shastra is the center. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Shastra is the center. But to understand Shastra, we require a guru. Then how do we get out of this conundrum? I have to follow Shastra. How to follow Shastra? Through guru. Who do I understand? How do I understand is the proper guru teaching properly from Shastra? Then, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. We simply have to pray for the mercy of Krishna to guide me to that path and that guide who can guide me to you. Even we may not know the name Krishna, we can call out to whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, please guide me to who you are. And by the mercy of Krishna, one can get the proper guru. Otherwise, by personally trying to understand who is proper, who is not proper, what is the right path, our whole life will go and we won't be able to make any step forward. We have to have faith. So faith is required. One has to have the faith. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katitahi artha prakashante mahatmana. One who has faith in both Krishna, God, and Guru, the same level of faith, then to such a person, all the purports and imports of Shastra are revealed. That is stated that Dibya Gyan Hride Prakashito. The Guru reveals Krishna, Guru, they're both on the same level, inasmuch as Guru, Chaitya Guru, Krishna within the heart gives guidance, and from outside he manifests in the personality of the Guru, who is the representative of Krishna, because he acts and speaks in such a manner that he represents Krishna in giving the message of Krishna. So one who has the same kind of faith in Guru that he has in Krishna, then to such a person, everything is revealed. It requires faith. Otherwise, one cannot go forward. It should not be blind faith, but to some extent, faith is blind by its very nature. Means you, and we require to have faith because we can't know properly anything. The only one who can properly know anything, and the only one who can properly know everything, is Krishna. But by His grace, we can come to know everything. Yomameva sammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata. One who understands Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he understands everything, and therefore he engages in my pure devotional service, Krishna himself says. So one has to have that faith. That faith is nourished by going on hearing. Therefore it's very important to hear Srila Prabhupada and to read his books and to hear how he consistently, repeatedly says the same message. It's all clear how he's always speaking about Krishna and how we may attain to pure devotional service and cutting away all the wrong desires and cutting down all the wrong kind of faith that we might have in karmis, gyanis, yogis, so-called scientists, and so on. So our faith and knowledge increase as we go on hearing and chanting. Shadhavanjan hoi bhakti adhikari utam maddam kanishta shadha anusari. Faith is the condition for taking to devotional service, and one is understood to be on a highest level, middle level, or beginning level according to one's degree of faith. So as one goes on hearing, then one's faith increases, and jara dridha shraddha, who has got firm faith, such a person, they are situated in pure devotional service, either as a madhyamadhikari or an uttamadhikari. Shastra nahi jane dridha shraddha ja madhyamadhikari se. I forget the rest. But anyway, one who has not got firm knowledge of everything in Shastra, but has firm faith, such a person is called a madhyamadhikari. And one who is knows Shastra very well, this is the description given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who has firm faith in that also, not just a like a university professor. You can go to a university course on Vaishnavism and someone can teach you and you learn all about it and you don't advance one step. You might even go backwards. Because the faith is not transmitted. The Shravan, the kirtan of the Guru and the Guru's representatives is a kirtan of faith in Krishna. And by hearing that, our faith develops more and more. And then we also come to the platform of pure devotion. But we, in the very beginning, we have to have the desire for pure devotion, which is planted by the Guru, given by the Guru, by speaking about such topics. And if we hear that, if we're fortunate enough to actually hear that, then we can take that seed, plant it in our heart, and go on hearing and chanting. Otherwise, if we take to devotional service and we don't consciously cultivate the creeper of pure devotional service, then we may remain pious, but our progress toward pure devotional service will be very slow at best. We may even make offenses by offending the devotees who are engaged in pure devotional service, or offending the very process of pure devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his gift is pure devotional service. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kari Shaparshad Shiyadham Shaha Avatari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very merciful to the fallen jivas in Kali Yuga, descended into this world along with his holy dham of Navadvip dham, and along with his associates. For what purpose? Atantar durlabha prema karibari dan. For the purpose of giving that very rare, rarely achieved pure devotional service of Krishna, and the method for his, by which he gives that, is shikai sharanagati bhakatera pran. He teaches the process of sharanagati, which is the very life of the devotees. So the acharyas in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they teach sharanagati, anukulyasya sankalpa, doing only that, the vow to do only that which is, will cultivate my bhakti-lata, the creeper of devotional service within my heart. And pratikulyasya varjanam, to the vow to give up anything which will impede the devotional progress. Rakshishyatiti vaishvaso goptritve varanam tata. And the firm faith that Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. Atmanikshepa, with full faith and confidence, throwing ourselves to Krishna. Karapanye, with a spirit of humility, of understanding that I'm very lowly and fallen and I require the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So these are the six items. Sharavirha Sharanagati. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process to attain Krishna Prem. It's not just saying it, one actually has to follow it. So, in my attempt to serve Srila Prabhupada, even to serve Srila Prabhupada, it's not such an easy thing. He's come from the spiritual world and we are here in this material world with our contaminated consciousness. But he has given the order, the same order that comes down in parampara since time immemorial, that the disciples, having received the gift from the Guru, they should themselves give this gift to others. They should themselves instruct others in this process of devotional service. So, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, it is my duty to give what he has given. I'm attempting to give the anyabhilasha bhakti bij, the seed of devotional service without any other desire. But it causes trouble. Every disciple should know this, to actually be a disciple, that their spiritual life won't properly progress. It will cause trouble to themselves if they don't take that bij, or if they misunderstand it to be something else. It will cause trouble to them, trouble to me, and trouble to everyone else. The whole material world is full of trouble because we don't take to pure devotional service. So having come to Krishna consciousness, if we don't seriously and sincerely try to cultivate the bhakti lata, then we will simply cause utpatayaiva kalpate. We'll simply cause disturbance to ourselves and to others, even though we may think, oh, I'm doing very nicely. But we have to see if the guru thinks we're doing very nicely, because generally people in this world, they tend to be self-congratulatory, or the opposite side of that is self-deprecating, but it's all self-centered. So one has to learn from, one may think, I'm doing very well, I'm doing so many things, I'm doing so much service, I'm such a great preacher, and so on and so on. But if the guru is not satisfied, well, there are two possibilities. One thing, the guru is not properly situated, in which case the guru should be rejected. But we should take much more seriously that I am not properly situated. If you think the guru has made a mistake, then leave him. Don't hang around and cause trouble. Or better, one should submit oneself to the guru for correction. Why? Why are you not satisfied? One should find out so that one may do properly. Otherwise, if someone with their mixed material desires, if they prosecute devotional service and they cultivate their material desire, they can't see the difference, maybe. And maybe others can't see the difference, but I'm supposed to see the difference and tell them the difference. But if they are not, because they never heard properly, or they never took the seed of pure devotional service within their heart, therefore, and because they're associating with others who are cultivating mixed devotional service, therefore, they may think that the guru is wrong when they are actually wrong and causing so much disturbance to others who may feel, well, it's very nice. We're getting our egos inflated and we're getting our material situation taken care of. But that is not the duty of the guru, to inflate the ego of the disciple. Rather, the guru's duty is to deflate and destroy the materialistic ego of the disciple. Yeah. This is very much stressed among the Mayavadis. How to be egoless. We don't say egoless, but we say that one should change the ego from being, I am an enjoyer of this material world, Ishvaro ham aham bhogi, siddho ham balavan suki, to understanding that ami siddha Krishna das, I am by constitution an eternal servant of Krishna. Ami siddha Krishna das, e kota bhule, mayar nafar hoya chirodin bhule. This is my situation. I am by nature an eternal servant of Krishna. Having forgotten that, I've become the servant of Maya, and I am wandering within the universe in this way eternally, since time immemorial. We should understand, as Srila Prabhupada states in one of his purports, that propaganda that one can enjoy this life materially and at the same time spiritually advance is simply bogus. I'll read that again. Actually, we should print it out and put it on every wall. Propaganda that one can enjoy this life materially and at the same time spiritually advance is simply bogus. Srila Prabhupada's propaganda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's propaganda, is how we can spiritually advance, not how we can enjoy this life materially, because there's no such thing as material enjoyment anyway. It's just an illusion. We say material enjoyment, it's not enjoyment. But if we tell people this because they are durasha, they are accustomed to desiring the wrong thing and hoping against hope, that I wasn't happy as a chicken, as a pig, as a frog, as a dinosaur, as a chimpanzee, as a leprechaun, I wasn't happy, but this time I'll be happy. I will be happy. I just have to adjust this and that. This is all from the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad then says, but in the adjustment, we're trying to adjust our problems, but in the attempt to adjust, we make worse problems than we even started with. So what do we do? Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasu shreya uttamam. To find out what is really our real self-interest, then we should approach a guru. But there are not many people who are interested in doing so. And despite so much propaganda, there are not many people who are interested in doing so. Now, if we advertise that you can chant Hare Krishna and you will also make some means by which your ego can be massaged, we'll also make some means by which you can materially enjoy this world, then, we'll find many pious people come. Pious means they believe in God, they want to be good, but they haven't surrendered to Krishna yet. And if we tell them you surrender to Krishna, they think, well, there's so many gurus, they don't say that. They tell us that you take a mantra from me and you will be happy. They give us seminars at the nominal rate of 5,000 rupees per session. That's where you only get the high class people. High class means who's got money. Vitam eva kalon ranam. Janma, what is it? Janma guna, I can't remember. Guna janmo daya, something like this. Anyway, it means that in Kali Yuga, janma chara guna daya, that's it. In Kali Yuga, if one has money, one is considered highly born, highly cultured and aristocratic. So at the cheap rate of only 5,000 rupees per level, you can get a personality development course and learn from the guru how to enjoy the material world, how to progress more and more in your material life, and at the same time be spiritual, because it's a guru who time to time throws in a quotation from Shastra and has long hair and beard and makes it seem spiritual. So pious people love this kind of thing. It's a great profession in India, being a guru, even up to the present time. You can cheat people upside down, inside out, back to front, left to right, and they'll love it. Ah, Guruji. Ah. So we can do that in Krishna consciousness also. We can offer people, you can come. We'll give you a big position in the society. We'll honor you. We'll give you a clue by which you can advance your career, which is, after all, your Krishna consciousness, right? Your career is your devotional service. And Shravan Kirtan, that you do in your spare time, but your main devotional service to please your guru is to have a good career And then you can give more money to the guru. And then he'll open more centers to teach more people how they can advance their careers and also chant Hare Krishna. And also. So propaganda that one can enjoy this life materially and at the same time spiritually advance is, anyone remember?
Bogus.
Simply bogus. Simply bogus means bogus, fully bogus, and nothing but bogus. There's no room to put, well, maybe it's good in the, no, simply bogus. So purity is required. Purity is the force, as we have. So purity means of intent and of practice. I mean, in other words, our desire has to be for pure devotional service, and we have to practice in that way also. It's not, I want Krishna prema. Okay, all right, we'll get up in the morning, go to Mangalati, chant your rounds. There's a way to water the creeper of devotional service so that purity is required. Purity, Srila Prabhupada often emphasized purity in his letters especially, but by purity, he didn't mostly emphasize on our consciousness or how we are free from material desires, but as the process. Purity means everyone should follow the four regulative principles and chant minimum 16 rounds without fail. Engage in the activities of devotional service, because Srila Prabhupada was confident that by doing this, you will go back home, back to God, he said several times. If we don't have that, if instead of preaching that we are meant to be fully surrendered to Krishna, if we even preach Krishna prema, love of Krishna, without stressing the actual process, then everything will degenerate into cheating. If we don't clearly state what is our goal and how to attain it, then because we have been accustomed since time immemorial to have materialistic goals, then we will convert within our mind the talk into mundane talk. So we have to be very clear. For instance, we can say, everyone should be spiritual. And many people say, oh yes, very good, they'll all agree. But what does it mean to be spiritual? We have to define it. Practically speaking, spiritual means one has to follow these four regulative principles, chant daily, study Srila Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, if you're spiritual, well, most people in India will say, oh yeah, spiritual, very, yes, spiritual. He's a very spiritual person. What does that mean? Very spiritual. What does it mean? It means that one is following the process of Krishna consciousness. Well, isn't that very narrow-minded? There are so many spiritual people. No, actual spiritual life means to understand that Jiva Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna is the Supreme Person. He's completely spiritual. I am by nature spiritual. So service to him is spiritual. And anything that we do for our own material enjoyment or aggrandizement is not spiritual. It can be spiritualized. Just yesterday, I was speaking of family life in Krishna consciousness. It can be spiritualized, but it's not intrinsically spiritual. If one in family life is, if one is within family life for the sake of serving Krishna, then the family life becomes spiritualized, but it's not intrinsically spiritual. Otherwise, there'd be no need to talk of spiritual life because everyone has a family. At least to get born, you have to have a father and mother. Even if the father is the sperm, came from a sperm bank. But, what is that? Janame, janame, shabe, mata, pita, pai. In every birth, we have a father and mother. Krishna, guru, nahe, mele, bhaja, hoi, ai. But we don't get guru and Krishna in every life. So if we do, we should worship fully with our heart. So it may be that our kriya is our devotional service, or it is the, but it's not without explaining that thoroughly, what it means, how it can be. Then what we're doing, we're saying something which is a possibly bona fide statement, but without clarifying it, we are giving people the idea that cultivating their material desires and also doing hearing and chanting about Krishna, it's all on the same level, it's all the same thing. So they don't understand the difference between the material desires that they have to transcend and the spiritual desires that they have to fully embrace. So unless we make it very, very clear, then people will be cheated. It's very easy to cheat people, to get people to accept the reality that we have to fully surrender to Krishna and dedicate themselves to that. It's not so very easy, but that is required. Purity. Purity means to be a pure devotional service of Krishna. Unless we, disciples, gurus, unless we are constantly speaking this, acting on this platform, then everything can very quickly degenerate into cheating in the name of Krishna consciousness. And we may think, well, how can you cheat in the name of Krishna consciousness? Well, it's nothing new. Aul, baul, karta, bhajan, nera, dara, vajra. Even in the time prior to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the one Tota Babaji had identified 13 major upper sampradayas. And then in the early 20th century, there was one Akhoy Kumar Datta, who identified 56 upper sampradayas. And he said, actually, there are many more. These are just the main ones, who in the name of Krishna consciousness are not. He was more of a sociologist than this Akhoy Kumar Datta, than a devotee. But anyway, he identified 56 main groups who call themselves devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So purity is required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Amar Agyai Guru Haya Tara Edesh, deliver this land by being a guru. At the same time, one should not be too eager to be a guru. One should be eager to be a disciple. If one thinks, I will be a guru, then he's not fit to be a guru. One has to identify oneself as a disciple. It's easy in the name of Krishna consciousness to become a spiritual leader and cut the profile of being a guru and enjoy seeing others bow down to oneself and enjoy within one's own heart the respect that is received without acting as a transparent medium and sending that up to Krishna, understanding that I am a disciple. Everything the disciple receives is meant to be offered to the guru. So any respect that the guru receives, he's seeing himself as a disciple, he offers to his guru. And his guru offers it to his guru, and this way it reaches up to Krishna. So one who would instruct others and take the position of a spiritual guide, they must be pure. That means no personal motive, no desire. I will get some monetary gain. What am I going to do when I get old? I'm brahmacharya. I'll make some disciples. They'll look after me. No, there's the wrong reason to be a guru or a sannyasi. Or that, I see so many people that are speaking to others and they're being respected, and I can speak the same thing and I'll also be respected. We may not even consciously think so. But if anywhere in our hearts such a desire is there, then don't be a guru. If you're not transparent, here in India, it's just so easy to cheat others. I outside ISKCON, inside ISKCON, it's quite possible to cheat others by being a so-called guru, by making one, you may have a little group, and they respect you to such an extent that, well, they may think, well, he can do anything. He's our life and soul. He's our leader, and this and that. And do anything, do any nonsense, and others will follow them. It can happen within ISKCON or outside of ISKCON also. There may even be demons who join the Krishna Conscious Movement. Srila Prabhupada is said to have said that. He said that he has clearly written that people sometimes join our movement with other motives than to serve Krishna. So we shouldn't be surprised if there are so many people with ulterior motives come to Krishna. Krishna is very attractive. He's attractive to demons also. So many demons used to come to attack Krishna when he was personally present. So Krishna consciousness may be also attractive to demons who are, just like the demons are attracted to Krishna with the idea of killing Krishna, so there may be people who are attracted to Krishna consciousness with the idea of messing it all up, misleading others, taking advantage of it for their own personal satisfaction. Just like a demon may take pleasure in killing others, as I just was told that one serviceman in the United States Army was interviewed after he just came back from tour of service in Iraq, or one of those countries which America is bestowing her blessings upon. He was interviewed on TV and said, "Yeah, I got to kill people. Ah, such a pleasure in killing people. I'm keeping my gun with me all the time. I'm just longing for someone to try to burgle my home so I can have a good excuse to kill them." He was saying it as if, killing people. Yeah, it's very, actually it's a great pleasure. Demon. So the demons who enter the Krishna Conscious Movement, they may not be so gross, they won't outrightly say, just like a murderer doesn't walk up to people and say, "Excuse me, sir, do you mind if I murder you?" They don't say that. There has to be some stealth and trickery. So in devotional service, someone may mislead others, and they know how to play the game of being a devotee, but they're not committed to actually repeat the simple message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they'll bring other methods and mix it all up so that people, they can't find, just like if you go to the garden, you want to find some vegetable, but you haven't been cultivating the garden properly, it's full of weeds. And you might not be able to find it because it's so covered with the weeds. Or if someone tells you to go and find some vegetable from the garden, just like Jinga. You don't know what Jinga is. It's a Bengali name for a vegetable. Those who are Bengalis, they know what it is. It's what's the Hindi name for Jinga? Same. Oh, that's a bad example then. Okay, what about Mishti Kumra? Mishti Kumra. If I tell you, go in the garden and find Mishti Kumra, you don't know what it is. How are you going to find it? And you think, well, it might be this, it might be that. You have to know what it is. So if you don't know what it is, then you may mistake anything else. That happened with Hanuman, right? He had to bring the herbs. He got the description, he wasn't sure what it is. Okay, bring all the herbs, just bring the whole mountain. And then the doctor, Sushena, he can work it out. So unless it's made clear in the beginning and the garden is kept clear, then we won't know what's what. And we may bring in, it's Datura. What will happen if you eat that Datura? Poison. Or it may just not nourish us. So we have to know what's what. Otherwise, if we keep things unclear, then obviously we won't get a clear idea, and then we can't properly advance. Some of you who are listening now, might be thinking that I have some specific persons in mind when I'm speaking that. Well, yes. I'll quote from Chanakya, as Srila Prabhupada quoted, Korta putrena jatena yona vidvana dharmikaha kanena chakshusha kimva chakshu piraiva kevalam. Srila Prabhupada's translation. What is the use of a son who is neither glorious nor devoted to the Lord? Such a son is like a blind eye which simply gives pain but cannot help one see. So this is referring to sons and disciples who simply give one pain. Generally one thinks that a son will give one pleasure, but they may give pain also. So mostly I'm very happy with all my disciples, but there are one or two, or maybe a few more, who simply cause pain. So don't be that kind of disciple. Just follow, be serious, be sincere, stick to the principles. It's the duty of the guru to correct disciples. If on occasion I or those among my disciples who are particularly acting as my representatives in guiding others, if they correct you, understand that it's for your own good. If you don't accept, then how can you be rectified? Sometimes, this happens to me quite often. Someone says to me, well, why don't you correct your disciple who's not behaving properly? Well, you can't do it by force. To be a disciple means to accept the discipline. But if one is not, discipline means sometimes you have to be told, this is not right, you're doing wrong. You have to change. But if one is not prepared to accept that, there's not actually a disciple. Even though in other ways might appear to be doing very well. And sometimes when it comes to correcting someone, their true colors may come out, and we may see they turn against the guru, they become inimical, they become their egoism comes out in the full. They may turn against you and act against you while apparently piously saying that they maintain a spiritual relationship, just cheating and rascaldom, their so-called spiritual relationship. They're actually not at all prepared to hear. And then they'll say, oh, see, Guru, I'm sincere, but the Guru made this mistake and that mistake, therefore I'm following him spiritually means they're not following at all. They have to, instead of accepting that the Guru is correcting me, he thinks that, correct me? Correct me? Who the hell does he think he is to try to correct me? He needs correcting. So you may say, oh, actually, Guru is wrong. Very piously say, we love him, he's very good, but actually he's wrong. So how can you correct such a... It's not possible. They have to be prepared to accept the disciple. If they don't take the correction, if they don't agree to be a disciple, there's no use to my going on with some drama of being a guru. Better I don't. Otherwise, if you try to instruct someone who's not accepting, it's like feeding a snake with milk and bananas. They simply, kevala vishavardhanam, they simply increase their poison more and more. So it's better to, if you've been mistakenly or unwittingly trying to help someone who's actually like a snake, and when you come to understand, then don't go on feeding them, because eventually they're going to bite you. So they'll have more and more poison. So better to stop now. So be sincere. Sincere means one has to take what the guru is giving. Anya abhilashita shunya bhakti, pure devotional service with the specific intent to become free from any desire other than to serve Krishna. In the beginning of one's spiritual life, one is very interested in what one can spiritually get from the guru. Just like a child in the beginning takes milk from the mother, takes service from the parents, is trained and guided by the parents. So in the beginning we're very eager to take the gifts from the guru. There should come a point in time, just like children, when they become older, they have to serve their parents. So there should come a point where we're not just simply thinking, how can I advance? What shall I do? How will I? Even to think how I can spiritually advance, that is required. But in one's maturity as a disciple, one should think also, how can I serve the guru, serve the mission of the guru? So here we're all serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, yourselves as disciples of myself. You are serving me, understanding that I am a servant of Srila Prabhupada and his mission. And we all cooperate together in serving Srila Prabhupada and his mission, which is to give pure devotional service, free from any material desires, to the world in propagating Krishna consciousness. We may not say that immediately. We may try to attract people in various ways, but we have to know that the goal is pure devotional service. Now, within this talk, some of you may have recognized what appears to be veiled criticism, or maybe not very veiled criticism, of some of the things that are going on within ISKCON today. And it's no secret that I am not happy with many of the things that are going on in ISKCON today. A few days ago, a disciple sent me an email saying, why do you stay in ISKCON? It may be a question that others wonder. Well, in brief, the reason is because I don't think Srila Prabhupada would want me to leave. There are many things that I'm unhappy about, no doubt. And not myself, but so many others are unhappy about. But at the same time, at the present time, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart's desire, priti vite ache jato nagaradigram sabatra prachar hoibe moranam, that the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be preached in every town and village of this world. If that is to be fulfilled, there is no organization anywhere near that of ISKCON which has the capability to do so. And whatever else we may say or think, the very fact that Srila Prabhupada's books are being distributed throughout the world in great numbers by ISKCON, that in itself is enough to stay here. This is the greatest service for spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books to every town and village in the world. Yesterday I mentioned, I'll say it again, Biju is here. He got Bhagavad Gita as it is from a Christian family. By reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, he understood that this is what I've been looking for throughout my life, actually life after life. So Srila Prabhupada's books, they speak to us. We all have that experience that it's as if Srila Prabhupada is directly speaking to us. And he is. So that's only one reason. What to speak of so many other good things that are going on. And after all, we're all in this ISKCON. We're all descendants, either direct disciples or disciples of Srila Prabhupada. It's all one family. Brothers may quarrel. They may even come to the point of bloodshed, as happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. We didn't get to that point, and we shouldn't come to that point. If we do come to that point, everyone will think I'm Arjuna and the other side is Duryodhana. But there was so much effort to avoid that. Of course, Krishna had his desire also, but it's not exactly the same analogy. The point is that brothers will fight, but better we can all come together in agreement on how best to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. There is no disagreement within ISKCON that we all have to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's good. That's what makes it ISKCON. There are disagreements as to actually what the mission is, for which purpose I'm attempting to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission and by writing a book called The Mood and Mission of Srila Prabhupada. And there are disagreements on how to best fulfill the mission. But as long as we understand that we're all here to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada, then there's hope. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.